Did you think you'd be hearing a holiday ad this early? We know, it's early, but planning ahead is essential before heading into one of the busiest seasons of the year. Beat the rush with Minted, a curated marketplace of unique Christmas and holiday cards, gifts, and seasonal decor from artists around the world. Bring your traditions to life with independent art and design this holiday season. Use code PODCAST for 20% off Minted holiday cards and gifts.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, of course, you've heard of Google Search, Google Alerts, Google Assistant, Google Gemini, Google Books, Google Flights, Google Images, Google Shopping, Google Travel, Google Video, Google Lens. But have you heard of Google Nuclear Energy? Adrian Weckler, the Irish Independent's technology editor, is with me. Adrian, what are Google up to?
Well, Google and a couple of other big tech giants are turning now to nuclear to power their data centers because of all of the swirl and the hubbub about how much energy the data centers use. Google has decided we have the answer. We are going to help commission, by being the first big customer, help commission small nuclear reactors specifically for data centers. So they're doing that in the US. They say that these small modular reactors, as they're called, they're going to come on stream by 2030. And now Amazon, literally about 2 hours before we came on air, Amazon have announced they're going to do the same thing. Wow. And Microsoft are also going to do the same thing. So big tech has basically found an answer to the data center controversy: nuclear.
So it sounds all very kind of futuristic. There's nothing necessarily new in kind of a big corporation looking for its own energy source. And people from the Cavan area will remember the wind farm Sean Quinn built in the hill above all his different Quinn plants up there. At the same time, there's a world of a difference between a wind turbine and a small nuclear reactor. I assume this is kind of a reflection of the fact that data centers are really, really energy hungry, and they're going to get more so with AI and everything.
Yeah, according to the Central Statistics Office here in Ireland, the amount of energy used in Ireland by data centers jumped from 5% in 2015 to 21% last year. So the more that you hear about ChatGPT and, you know, Google Bard and all of these things, the more energy they're actually going to use. You're right in saying that nuclear and these like small modular reactors, not exactly new. I mean, if you think of, you know, nuclear subs, nuclear aircraft carriers, those kind of things, which have been really around since the 60s and the 70s, they're a form of small modular reactor as well. But this is the first time it will have been done outside China or Russia, really, to build them for this way. And as we know, I think in Ireland, there's no word yet on whether they're going to try to explore nuclear power options in Europe or in Ireland. But as we know in Ireland, nuclear, you know, we're kind of allergic to the word nuclear over here because of Sellafield and other things. So it might be a big ask.
Yeah, I often think, though, it's one of the kind of great contradictions in this country. Anybody who's got the lights on at the moment is using nuclear energy because of the interconnector. Mm-hmm. So we're in favour of the energy. We're just not in favour of generating it for some reason. If this proves to be a successful model, I assume what it would lead to is kind of a concentration of data centers around small modular reactors, yep, be it in parts of the States or somewhere else. You're going to see less of them kind of dotting kind of loosely around the world.
Yeah, that's the touted advantage of a small modular nuclear reactor is mainly that it takes way less to actually build one. You can build it a lot closer to the thing you're trying to power, whether that's a community or something like a data center. And in general, they are reported to be safer. So you've got they produce a lot less power as well. They produce between a quarter and a third of the power that a big nuclear reactor would create. And they're also less unsightly. I mean, if you think of the typical shape of a nuclear power station, you know, whether it's in the opening credit scenes of The Simpsons or, you know, if you're traveling through France on a train, you'll see these giant sort of reactor type things. These ones don't have it at all. You would barely know it was there.
Interesting stuff. Donna Gartland is with us as well. She's the CEO of Codema, Dublin's energy agency. Donna, if Google and Amazon and Microsoft are looking at this, I mean, as a state, should we look at small modular reactors?
Look, I suppose in the wider scheme of things, like, nuclear is not the best option, but it's certainly not the worst. So, like, you know, if you look at oil, coal and gas generation, these are a lot worse options. They're based on fossil fuels. They create carbon emissions. Nuclear is zero carbon. There's also the advantage in terms of nuclear with data centers in that the operational mode of a nuclear power plant matches very well with the 24/7 demands of data centers. So from a technology point of view and from a carbon point of view, obviously nuclear is not the worst option, but for very good reasons, I suppose Ireland has its position on nuclear. It's got its safety issues, it's got its waste issues, and it's not just an opinion or an allergic reaction, as it was described before in Ireland. It's actually prohibited in our under our Electricity Regulation Act, and it would require a constitutional change. So in the short to medium term, it's definitely not a runner in Ireland.
And if, setting aside kind of those issues, I mean, is it economically even a runner in Ireland? I mean, is it worth even looking at this, or is it just, are you better off because of economies of scale, allow the Frances and the UKs of this part of the world to generate nuclear energy and just use the interconnectors?
Look, as you said, we're getting it anyway through the nuclear, the interconnectors. Like, in terms of where we should be, I suppose, where we should be putting our focus and concentration is on where we have our greatest advantage, which is in terms of offshore wind and onshore wind, like, and the great potential that we have to develop those types of renewables. That's the advantage Ireland has. These data centres are going to locate in places and in countries where they can get zero carbon energy. So that's where we need to be concentrating on in order to, supply large industries like data centres from that huge resource that we have available.
And to what extent are we at the moment tapping into that resource, or putting in place the kind of the building blocks or the infrastructure to allow us to tap into it?
Yeah, look, there's been a lot of work done in the last, in the last government term, in the last 4 or 5 years. There's been a lot of progress made in terms of, I suppose, planning was always a big blocker in terms of particularly offshore wind and onshore wind development. There's a lot of projects in the pipeline now. There's high targets for the percentage of renewables on the electricity grid by 2030. So all going according to the current plans, we should see a lot more progress in those areas. And, there's a lot of talk about hydrogen production and how Ireland can be the, renewable hydrogen production, like the Dubai of hydrogen production in the future because of these offshore renewable potentials that we have. But the problem is really that to produce hydrogen from offshore wind, it's a very expensive way to produce hydrogen. Mm. So in terms of an international market, like, it'd be very hard for us to compete with our cheaper sources of hydrogen that will be produced. So a much better and more effective way of using those resources are actually to supply demand within Ireland. So if we can, speed up, ramp up that development, we can attract more data centres and more different industries into Ireland to actually use that and develop our renewable sector.
So despite the fact, as you say, that there has been kind of progress over the term of the last government, does it need kind of a ramping up to happen? When you look at, predicted population growth, you look at the kind of increased demands on our grid, that's only going to go northwards in terms of kind of more and more people driving electric cars and charging electric cars and everything like that. How confident are you that we'll be in a place where we can supply our own electricity from those renewable sources at some point?
Yeah, look, I think the industry is there. It's ready to develop. Okay. It. The technologies are there. It's a matter of the next government, I suppose, taking on the baton from the current one and making sure that the funding, the resources, to develop that market further, make sure those actors stay in the Irish market over the next 10 years to develop it out. Like, I would be fairly confident, particularly in the electricity sector. Now, the transport and heat sector, is slower to develop in terms of renewables and need a lot more support. So I suppose that's where I think a lot of the concentration needs to be.
Donna, listen, thank you so much for joining us. Donna Gartland is the CEO of Codema, Dublin's energy agency. Before Donna, we spoke to Adrian Weckler, the Irish Independent's technology editor. Nuclear all the way, says one of our listeners. Nice and cheap, and we can take a small risk while keeping the planet for longer and take no risk with nuclear and not have the planet for very much longer. Ed says if the government back in the 1970s had stood their ground against the usual suspects on the screaming left over Cairn Sore Point, we'd be enjoying energy self-sufficiency and security right now. Somebody else points out nuclear is not zero carbon because the uranium has to be mined, and then where to keep the waste plutonium for millennia. Tony says things we can't build right in Ireland: truck tunnels, children's hospitals, bicycle shelters. Who in their right mind would trust us to build nuclear power plants? Another listener says, going nuclear isn't the real news. Microsoft using the infamous Three Mile Island for its nuclear plant. Now that is madness. Just ask Jane Fonda. Mark Walsh in Waterford says the reality is that future data centres to support next generation AI chip clusters will require up to 1 gigawatt of stable electricity. And the only way to guarantee this is nuclear or substantial battery storage that could be bolted onto existing sources. The other reality is no data centres, no big tech software companies, and the recent moratorium on data centres has shifted current multinational investments out of Ireland and into the UK and elsewhere, which will be detrimental to future high-tech jobs. The argument for not building data centres is a lack of power, but because of the broken planning system that allows judicial reviews to delay, pause and reverse critical infrastructure projects, resulting in a ridiculous quagmire. Fix planning, deliver more renewable power, secure jobs and future tax revenues. So says Mark Walsh in Waterford. Mark, thank you for that very well thought out text. Another listener says GPUs absolutely devour way more power than CPUs. I mean, at least 20 times, especially cooling. I have no idea what a GPU or a CPU is.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.